Chinese New Year is upon us again, with boisterous parades, colorful lanterns, and delicious delights. At least that's what most of us experience during Chinese New Year. For Chinese Americans, there's a whole other realm of tradition and symbolism that embodies the New Year festivities and gives meaning to the coming of the New Year. There are legends that come alive, customs that have carried on for generations, and different things to be done on each day of the celebrations. Rosemary Gong is author of Good Luck Life, an essential guide to Chinese American culture and holidays. Welcome to the show, Rosemary Gong.
Gong Hei Fa Choi, thanks for having me.
What did you just say?
I just wished you a happy new year as we are right in the midst of the season.
Yes, we are, and it's the year of the rabbit, isn't it? What does that mean?
Yes, well, it is very auspicious, as many of our Chinese astrological animals are. But rabbits are known to be especially astute, refined, diplomatic, sophisticated, thoughtful, and very creative and artistic. And this particular year is said to be a tranquil year and calm. We're to take leisure and ease with it. The rabbit year is sandwiched between two very active years, the turbulent tiger years, which have just passed, and then looking forward, the very energetic dragon year that will be upon us next year.
Is every rabbit year different? Because I got the sense from what you just said that maybe it's a little different this year than other rabbit years
this
were.
This particular rabbit year is considered the golden rabbit, and that is because, and I don't want to get really heavy with you on the Chinese astrological aspects of things, but its heavenly stem is regarded metal, and metal is always associated with gold. And so it is said that for this particular year, there will be a resolution of earlier conflicts. Last year, there was a lot of social upheaval and a lot of natural disasters. And this year, things will just kind of calm themselves down and out in terms of a resolution. There will be prospects for peace. And also, they say, a possibility for medical advancements.
So you mentioned at the beginning of our interview that we're in the middle of Chinese New Year. How long does Chinese New Year last?
Yes. Chinese New Year actually begins on the very first day, which is February 3rd this year. And that is the new moon. And it will run for 15 days to the full moon, which will take us approximately 2 weeks. The last official day is approximately February 17th, and then the Chinese New Year's parade that happens, the biggest block party here that we have in San Francisco, is slated for Saturday the 19th. Usually that parade is on the Saturday closest to what we call is the Lantern Festival. The Lantern Festival is the last day of Chinese New Year's, and it escalates to be like a big party throughout.
Well, let's talk about that, though. So the last day is a big party, but
yes.
Are there different things that you do on each of the different 15 days?
Absolutely. Well, on the very first day, and typically the family will get together for a family dinner. And traditionally, if your family is close by, Chinese New Year's Eve, my family used to celebrate our family dinner on Chinese New Year's Eve. And so a family would gather and have a quiet family dinner, typically with, you know, a lot of banquet fare, and I can talk about the foods that we would have. And then Thursday, which is, you know, Chinese New Year's Day, it is somewhat a day of relaxation, a day of holiday. No one is supposed to clean the house or wash your hair. It's totally a day of leisure. That's kind of old wives' tale. They say if you wash your hair or you clean your house on Chinese New Year's Day, you will wash your good luck away.
Well, I heard on the seventh day is an even more special day.
The seventh day is considered the birthday of humans. Now, every day is allocated to be a birthday of an earth species. So, for instance, like the first day is the birthday for chickens, and it goes all the way down the line. On the seventh day is the birthday for humans. And traditionally in old China, individual birthdays weren't celebrated, so everyone would arbitrarily turn a year older on the seventh day of the Chinese New Year.
So it was kind of a collective birthday.
Absolutely. That's true. And what's very interesting is throughout this whole 15-day celebration, all of Earth's species are acknowledged for a birthday. So, you know, there's the birthday of chickens is the first day. Second day is the birthday for dogs. The third day is the birthday of pigs. The fourth day is birthday for ducks and sheep. The fifth day is for cows. Sixth day for horses, seventh day, the birthday of humans, eighth day, the birthday of rice. It goes on in terms of even acknowledging fruits and vegetables and grains.
Amazing. So why is Chinese New Year so important to Chinese American families?
Yeah, well, this is, of course, the biggest holiday of the holiday season. Actually, not just for the Chinese, but other Asian cultures that celebrate the lunar calendar and kind of mark time according to the lunar calendar. So if you go to Asia, it's kind of like December as it is here in the States. You know, they close down virtually for 2 weeks and everyone goes home to be with their family. And the other ethnicities that actually acknowledge the Lunar New Year is the Southeast Asian cultures as well as the Vietnamese. So it's one big holiday. And what's wonderful about being in the Bay Area is that you don't have to be Chinese to celebrate Chinese New Year's. It becomes a community-wide event.
Rosemary Gong, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Rosemary Gong is the author of Good Luck Life.